Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there. The Captain's America Third Watch is on the air. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course. And we're broadcasting on this wonderful Wednesday morning live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And, of course, it's all coming out of Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world and via the Internet and via satellite as well on the GCN network. All of our great affiliates, a big hello to you this morning. Hope that everything is going well. We have so much to talk about on the program today. And, of course, we want to give a special shout out to our active military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police and hospital and ER room workers, 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And America's working on the third watch right now. So many people out there, our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers, and of course we've got our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our mail center haulers, and of course also our suicide jockeys getting the gas and diesel and jet fuel and wherever it needs to go, and our Amazon warehouse workers listening to the program right now, our Amazon drivers as well, delivering their packages. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. Don't forget the website as well, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. The number, by the way, if you want to call in and opine and talk to our first guest, Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And speaking of Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as Captain Matt Bruce always likes to emphasize, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, Denise Simon, thanks once again for being here this morning. And we want to get back to the Durham report. But during the break, I had a question, or actually it was a call earlier from Backgammon Bob. And he wanted me to ask you about this report. Pardon me, I want to say it was from Iron Mike. I had that wrong. It's Iron Mike. He wanted me to ask you about Japan and Britain and Italy. Looks like they want to get together and start producing the latest generation fighter as a counter to China. They want to do this on their own. Are you familiar with that, or what could you tell us?
A little bit. It was actually announced last year.
Okay.
But it wouldn't necessarily be ready until 2035. So they would have to have a lot of work to do if they want to counter China. But I will say that while Russia and China are doing this partnership thing, it appears that other friendlier countries to the United States are somewhat doing the same, and I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that other countries are stepping up their game, and I think that Japan is actually going to lead the way. This is going to be a collaboration, I think, between Mitsubishi, BAE Systems, and another company that kind of escapes me, an Italian company. But it's long past due, and I'm happy to see that, you know, Japan would necessarily take the lead on this. I think they're in the best position to do that. But 2035 is a long way away.
Yeah, it sure is. It really is. But in general, though, of course, if China ever wanted to move against Taiwan, Japan is right there on the forefront. Wouldn't they take some of the hits, even in an invasion of Taiwan? Would they try to take out some bases or at least stop the capability of forces being able to take off from Japan to join the fight?
Let me say it this way. This is going to be a peculiar answer to that. When Reagan decided it was time to escalate the collapse of the Soviet Union, he did so two ways. One is by reducing the price of a barrel of oil, and the other one was his SDI program, Star Wars, essentially. We would never have the conventional ground war, I don't believe, when it comes to defending Taiwan. I think it'll all be highly technical based. I think it'll be a Star Wars kind of, you know, it'll be a space fight with satellites and whatnot, space assets.
EMP, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I also think it'll be cyber. Mm-hmm. That's all a lot cheaper. But when China and Russia put out these kind of threats, and that we're seeing some of their rhetoric because of Ukraine, it's causing countries to spend a lot of money in places they don't need to be spending it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I'm fine with having a stealth fighter, but in 2035, I mean, is that the best we can do, ladies and gentlemen? I don't think so. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and a lot of this could go down way before that. There's no doubt about that.
Precisely. Right.
Yep. All right, well, here comes the music. When we come back, we're going to continue on with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to get back to talking about the Durham Report. And very interesting that they never even interviewed Hillary Clinton. We'll hear more about that when we come back. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting, of course, from our Moss Family Automotive Studio. And we're glad you're along with us. Don't forget the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. We're going to head back here to the phone line here in just a moment. But before we do that, I'd like to tell you that this particular segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, this Wednesday edition, in our conversation with Denise Simon, is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO, and that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. That's G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison, put in the vehicle that you own. For example, you have a car, a truck. You can put that in, see what the comparison would be for the exact same kind of coverage that you have right now. You might be surprised. Additionally, if you have an ATV, a boat, an RV, a motorcycle, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance, and you can save money with both of those things. And now where you really have the big money savings, and we really mean big money, is when you start bundling your house, or if you have apartment insurance, or maybe you have a condo. Each one of those is at a different rate, so you want to bundle all that together and see what the price is going to be, and you just might find out that you're going to save a real bundle. Again, go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, that's geico.com, and do the comparison test today and save. All right, we're going to get right back to the telephone line. We also have a caller hanging on the line, but we're going to go back first to Denise Simon of founderscode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, you want to take a question from the caller first?
Sure, we'll give it a shot.
That's right. Okay, we got Backgammon Bob on the line. Backgammon Bob, you're on with me and with Denise.
All right, I got something here about the debt ceiling. I think we have to stand fast, because if we don't, we're going to go down the road of endless stimulus and entitlements and political pork. As the interest rates rise, we're not going to be able to service the debt, and this will destroy our country's credit rating, also devalue our currency, which leads to hyperinflation or close to it. And one way to stop this would be to go back to the gold standard or a cryptocurrency that cannot be manufactured by fiat. The only problem with the cryptocurrency is that governments gives governments a way to channel things that you can spend your money on. This is why the cryptocurrency has to be constructed the same way as Bitcoin or one like it, meaning that they cannot manipulate and manufacture, that it simply cannot be printed, just like paper dollars can't.
Right, right. Well, you mentioned the gold standard. Yeah, that started back, I think, and Denise, correct me if I'm wrong, it was 1972 when we went off the gold standard, and then we were printing our dollars by fiat.
Correct.
That's right. Nixon took the gold standard.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think that's not a bad idea. I wonder how it might be implemented in this day and age. But certainly, the currency won't have any value eventually if you could just keep printing it and printing it.
What they have to make it is so that they cannot make currency out of thin air, and that's what they can do by printing the money. And that's why if you have a blockchain digital type currency, there's only a limited number of values, and there's always, just like Bitcoin, there's only 21 million. Bitcoins that can never be made. So they cannot make them out of thin air. And that's, instead of gold, that's the main thing. The government can't just print them infinitely.
Interesting. Very, very good point. Back, Evan, Bob. I appreciate it so much. We want to hear, too, from Denise. Go ahead.
Down to one thing. If we don't hold on the debt stuff, if there's no pain, there's no gain. It's going to happen sooner or later, and we need to get it out of the way to start. And what happens if we're not the reserve currency in the world anymore because of the fact that we have no credit rating? All right, that's it.
Thank you, Backgammon Bob. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Hey, well, Denise, he made some good points, and not being the reserve currency would be a huge problem. I don't know if that's in the offing in the very near term, but eventually I know that there are some actors around the world who would love to see that. Getting back to this, to the Durham report, you mentioned that, for example, Hillary Clinton was never interviewed and some of these other major players in all this.
Don't laugh at me, but going all the way back to the O.J. Simpson trial is when I learned to look for what is not there in reports.
Interesting.
and it's hard to find things or consider things that are not, you know, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind, but I've always concentrated on that. Now, having said all that, there are some consequences. But the consequences that should happen were not something that were in Durham's circle of authority. And if there is any kind of decency, and I will start with kind of with Devin Nunes, because Devin Nunes is the one that first blew the whistle on what was happening here with Russiagate. And he was spied on, too, by the way. And he has lost some lawsuits, but he did file some lawsuits against media and so forth, and government because of what they did to him, both he and Cash Patel. So, as a consequence, all of these bad actors should in fact be, in some kind of a lawsuit, there should be a ruling where they would have to pay the legal fees of the people whose lives have been turned upside down and in some cases destroyed. And that list is longer than you think. It goes way beyond the Peter Navarros and the Paul Manaforts and the General Flynns and Trump himself. You've got Carter Page. You've got Devin Nunes. You've got Michael Cavuto. I mean, there was a lot of people who were caught up in all of this. And yet the McCabes and the Strucks are sitting out there enjoying their pensions.
Right.
You know, so I think if we had any kind of shred of decency somewhere between the FBI and the Department of Justice, and with some of these judges, I might add, now would be a good time to file some civil lawsuits. And these people have, if they're not going to probably get their lives back in whole, but at least there could be some kind of monetary compensation that they should have.
Right.
Now, Hillary was actually charged a fine from the Hillary Foundation, I mean the Clinton Foundation, but it was really kind of nothing. But there are other bad actors in this, as I mentioned. You know, let's not forget Susan Rice was in this. Loretta Lynch was in this, Obama was in this, Biden was in this, Samantha Power was in this. You know, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a who's who.
Yes, it goes way beyond what we think it does, or what we're told.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Denise, about the payback, basically. I got a direct message over the break saying that this is from Lois saying, good morning, Kyle. I disagree with Pam Bondi that the FBI should be financially responsible, and goes on to say basically it should be those individuals. So do you think that this would, because you're talking about the civil lawsuits, that seems to me the where you might get a lot much larger payout for something like that if you went after them individually. Do you think there would be enough evidence to have that kind of a civil trial?
I think there is. And, you know, let's not forget that the report that we saw, the one that I stayed up and overslept with and whatnot and read of 306 pages, there's a class that we're looking at the unclassified version. There is a classified version, and I have no idea what is in that. There could be things in there that really tell a larger, I'm sure it is, tell a larger story with some evidence or other kinds of evidence that are still unknown to us. And as a consequence, I think that would be good when it comes to civil cases because you have to do exploratories and you have to do interrogatories when there are lawsuits. So some of that may would necessarily bubble to the surface. Now, there are good guys. I mean, we saw, if you read the report, there were some good guys, frontline guys in the FBI that were pushing back on some of this. But it became, you were persona non grata with the seventh floor of the Bureau if you didn't go along for the ride. And I would say some of these frontline guys that were trying to push back and go, what are you doing? There's nothing here. They didn't shout loud enough. And so we still do have a culture problem with the power of the seventh floor over the rest of the Bureau.
Right.
And Chris Wray has not fixed that. Sorry, but he hasn't fixed it.
And that's an important takeaway. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you tomorrow morning right here on the radio.
Sure.
Take care.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Founderscode.com, Denise Simon, everybody. She'll be back with us tomorrow morning. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there. We're coming back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. While staffers continue the debt ceiling discussion in hopes of avoiding a default, President Biden will take off for a G7 summit in Japan Wednesday. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The president also has to focus on making sure that we don't default. And he'll be able to do that and have his team do that while we're at the G7.
Kirby said the administration, however, is reevaluating the earlier planned trip to Papua New Guinea and Australia next week. If you live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, lucky you.
That's because you live in what U.S. News and World Report says is the best place to live in America. Green Bay gets an 8 out of 10 on the Value Index, which considers several factors, including median household income, housing affordability, and crime rates. Huntsville, Alabama comes in at number 2, followed by Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida.
Correspondent John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here as we go through this Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from our Moss Family Automotive Studio. And we're glad that you're with us. Don't forget, the toll-free number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you want to call in and opine. And this portion of our program this morning is being brought to you by the good people at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, of course. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt tells everybody about the great MyPillow products. And, of course, myself and my family, the professor's family, we all sleep on a MyPillow. Mrs. Professor gave me MyPillow slippers for Christmas. And we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, folks. And right now, MyPillow.com's got a great sale going, 50% off the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets, as low as $29.98. That's $29.98, and that is a great price if you want to load up on some Giza bedsheets. Also, the towel sets, I just got to tell you about them. I just rave about them. I wouldn't buy any other towel set at this point. So go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and use the promo code CAPTAIN once you've made all of your selections. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and if you don't want to order over the Internet, you can order over the telephone. They've got great people to help you. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, just use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll be ready to go. And they will ship to you all those great MyPillow products. Once again, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You know, earlier we heard the term weaponization being used, of course, about the FBI back during the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, quote-unquote investigation, that we're learning so much about from this Durham report. And again, I appreciate Denise Simon's insights on that. Well, the term weaponization popped up as well just recently, and I found this clip earlier today. This is Van Jones over on CNN. This is following the Trump town hall, which, by the way, they're still reeling from. They're still reeling from it. They don't know what they did, and they're all saying, well, he just ran roughshod over the host and so forth. Well, that's Donald Trump, and if they weren't ready for that, then I don't know. All right, we got a caller on the line, Beach, and hang on just for a moment. I want to play this brief clip of Van Jones, and then we'll get to our caller. So stay right there, caller, and here's Van Jones talking about weaponization of, get this, nostalgia.
What did Democrats have to be worried about? You know, I think we all just had a visceral reaction to just the insanity that we saw, and just, you know, the offense I think that he was giving to, you know, people who believe in reality. But there's a trick that I'm seeing that he's doing. He weaponizes nostalgia. His original kind of Make America Great Again was weaponizing nostalgia from like the 1950s or something, which was hard for us to understand. But he's doing it again. And this is nostalgia for the Trump presidency. He's telling this story about the Trump presidency and how great it was and how wonderful it was and inflation and border and all that sort of stuff. And then he's projecting this future tense. We're in danger, if you love Joe Biden the way I do, that he owns the past and the future, and Biden is stuck with the present. And we are going to have to have a compelling narrative, I think, coming out of this. We have to have a compelling narrative about the future that we want that can stand up to this kind of weaponizing of nostalgia from Donald Trump.
Okay. I got to tell you, folks, I have no idea. Does Van Jones realize that he just made the case that the Democrats have messed everything up and that things are going to hell in a handbasket? And here comes Donald Trump saying, okay, guess what? I think we could try to put it back the way that it was. Oh, my gosh. You mean low inflation and, you know, gas prices and stuff like that? Being strong with our geopolitical opponents around the world? And so this is weaponizing the nostalgia of it all? Oh, man, I think they're really desperate at this point, don't you think, folks? And Eric in Seminole is holding on the line. Eric, do you think Van Jones has just made the case for, you know, throwing the Democrats out?
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call, Kyle. Hey, I never heard that soundbite before. It's not what I initially called in about, but I think what he's trying to say is he wants people to forget about normal. Okay.
Good way of putting it.
Yeah, right. Do you remember normal? You know, when people helped each other out, they weren't preoccupied with class, sex, color of skin, anything like that. Do you remember that? I think obviously the Communist Party USA has definitely gotten a hold of the so-called Democrat Party, and that goes without saying that's something that's been going on at least since in the past 35 years. That's been going on, and I think civility has basically gone out the window when people want to say, hey, forget about normal, forget about yesterday. Because here's the thing: if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you've come from, you're not going to know where you're going. If
yep.
that makes any sense.
Yep, so anyway, sure does. Yeah. Yes, yes. So what else is on your mind?
Yeah, thanks again. Regarding, I was trying to get to the horn, so to speak, when Miss Denise was on. Everybody knows all the names that she had listed, you know, from the top down, who's who in the cabinet, to undersecretaries, et cetera, that was involved in this coup d'etat of the United States government. We have an occupied government, in my opinion. Here's the thing. There has been, and here's how this is going to tie into what I'm talking about. There has been reports of an American quote-unquote veteran, SF Green Beret, killed in action in Ukraine, in Batmet, Ukraine. Now, there are pictures of his ID card. There are pictures of his driver's license. There are pictures of the decedent laying on a slab, so to speak. May he rest in peace if he's truly, you know, if that's truly, you know, no one wants to see people get killed, but that's the nature of warfare. Here's the thing. The CIA... There are more Americans on the ground than anyone can imagine. Okay, now there's called the Special Activities Center, which funds and runs the Special Activity Division of the Central Intelligence Agency. These are paramilitary, non-official cover operators, and operatives, and that every country in the world should does and should have some like that. But here's the thing: the U.S. military, the DOD, can release personnel to go work and fall under the auspices and the cognizant authority of the Special Activities Division and Branch and Center to work for the CIA. When their mission is done or they're this, that, and the other, then they come back to being on active duty with the DOD. It gives an air of plausible deniability. Now, even the Idaho Statesman has written an article regarding this quote-unquote former, close-quote, Green Beret killed in action in Batman. Now, here's what I'm getting at. All those people that were listed as far as this coup d'etat in the government circa end of 2016, early 2017 also, were involved in this Russia. Everything's Russia. Everything's, oh, the Russians. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Okay, we've all seen, especially in Ukraine. Okay, what I'm getting at is, from the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline to the attack, most recent, you know, attack on the Kremlin to other issues going on in Ukraine, to propping up the puppet Zelensky, in my opinion. Okay, this all is based on baloney. Okay, there's not been this is a Slavic civil war that we should have no business involved in, and we've stuck our nose in it, and now it's coming to light that they're actually quote-unquote advisors or former this, that, and the other, being KIA in Ukraine. That does not take into account the potential U.S. personnel that have been killed when these HIMARS mobile rocket systems have been killed, because there are technical advisors attached to those, because it's what they call a shoot and scoot platform. There's also American advisors with these Patriot missile batteries. And who's to say that they're not, how should I say, it's easy for the DOD to have plausible deniability in all this by going through the Special Activities Division and Center with the Central Intelligence Agency. So what I'm getting at is, I don't believe anything that's coming out of mainstream anymore because of the nefarious aspects of this occupied government that we're falling, unfortunately, under the thumb of right now. So that's my opinion. I appreciate you letting me vent.
Sure. I'm glad to hear from you. Let me ask you this. I mean, what is it going to take to stop the war, in the sense that, you know, Putin's going to throw everything he has, including the kitchen sink, if he hasn't done it already. But what's it going to take from the Ukraine end, or from supporting Ukraine? How much is enough to actually stop this? Otherwise, it goes on for more years.
This is my take. You know, it's a good question. Thank you. You know, again, this is just my opinion here. What's it going to take for this to stop? The immediate cessation of all NATO involvement, pushing arms, weapon systems, whatever, personnel into theater. Number one, that'll give everybody a vent, period. You know, the pressure cooker can relieve a little bit of the pressure. Then what do? You go from there. Well, you address the war crimes on both sides of the issue. It's only being reported unilaterally. Oh, Russia's doing this. Look into the Ukraine side.
Yeah, well,
that's the first thing. But anyway,
I tell you, here comes the music. Sorry, Eric, but thanks for your call. We're coming out to break. All right, thanks for the call, Eric. Well, the war's on. At some point, it's got to stop, and somebody's got to win it. Hopefully, it's Ukraine. Back after this. Stay right there, folks.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Wednesday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning, and we want to hear from you, 1-877-969-8600. And we want to also make sure that you understand that we've got Chris Markowski is on the line, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Oh, well.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, there are so many things happening out there. You know, I think a lot of people, Chris, are wondering about where's the next bank takeover coming from. I saw something earlier today. It looks like at least one of the big players says that it may not be J.P. Morgan. They have, like, what now, 25% of all the deposits in the country now? Can they do more?
Well, it's part of the weird thing that took place. You just had the TD First Horizon merger shot down, or had to stop it because of issues that the SEC was putting on. And those were two smaller sized banks, but you know they allow a sweetheart deal for J.P. Morgan to take over First Republic and you know the Silicon Valley as well. You know, that's the issue that they're having right now is, you know, how are you going to resolve some of these situations that will inevitably pop up? Do I think that there's more, stress and more issues with some of the smaller regionals out there? Yeah, I do. I mean, this people fail to realize, you know, you take a look at the bank failures that we've had this year already. It's exceeded all of the, in size, all of the bank failures that took place back in 2008. So we've had some pretty big bank failures this year, and again, there is some concern with the regionals.
Well, I can imagine. And as far as I understand, and I want your insight on this, those regional banks are usually the ones that are going to be funding the construction loans, or if you want to purchase apartment, you know, multifamily, commercial, this kind of thing. What happens if they start dropping off and all you can do is go to the super big banks? Is that an improvement or is it a detriment?
And I like to see more competition within the industry, but a bank's a bank, and they want to lend money, they do. It's sometimes it's easier to be dealing with the smaller ones in your area. They're not going to go away, and new ones will come up. It's not the end of the world. But when they talk about all the issues, they talk about credit tightening. Yeah, it's going to be harder for weaker entities and companies to get access to capital. And again, we're a country that prides itself on small businesses and new ideas. You better have a really good business plan or you're going to have a tough time.
Absolutely. And of course, we're talking with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can find out more about him. Your website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, correct, Chris?
Yes, it is.
All right. Very, very cool. I saw something else earlier as well. And that was, of course, the Dow had closed down some 300 points, but this was because the Home Depot forecast was very discouraging. What are we seeing? I mean, should people be worried when they see these kinds of things happen, especially as it might not only impact stocks that they might have in their portfolio, but other folks as well have a 401k, for example?
Well, if you're gonna worry about the day-to-day fluctuations of the market, get out. Because, again, it's going to happen. It's like judging, the certain state or whatever may be based upon one day of weather. You can't do that. I mean, you're dealing with a situation right now where every day they try to explain to you why the markets do this or that. The reality is that there's more selling pressure than buying pressure. That's what makes things go down. And, you can have terrible news in the market news for the day, and the market goes up, and vice versa. So it's impossible to judge on a myriad of different things. Did the markets yesterday maybe have something to do with also the debt ceiling talk? Sure. But we've seen a chomp, like a trading range with the market for a period of time because it's waiting for a little bit of clarity on some things. Again, the old Warren Buffett quote, when others are fearful, you need to be greedy. Slowdowns, recessions, bear markets are where you really build up your portfolio, the foundation of your portfolio. It's not a time to be scared.
I see. No, I totally hear where you're coming from. And, of course, something else I've heard, and that's why I love being able to talk to you about this, because I hear from these disparate sources, right, that the idea is out there right now, hold on to your cash. Is that what you're hearing, or are people advising that?
Listen, it depends on your own. Everyone's situation is unique and different. I mean, certain people that are in retirement or closer to retirement, they should have had a certain portion of their portfolio in cash anyway, because if they need that to live on and pay bills, whatever it may be. The last thing in the world you want to do is have to go to your portfolio and decide what stocks to sell at the end of the month to pay the bills. Again, if you're someone that's different, that has a long time in the market, no, you don't hold on to your cash. You invest every single month. You dollar cost average. Like I said, everyone's situation is unique and different.
Very, very interesting. Something else, of course, is the effect on the economy when you start to bring in so many people into the workforce that are willing to work for much cheaper. How is that going to overall affect? The reason I'm asking this is because with the end of Title 42, the influx of migrants is going to be extraordinary. And what kind of forecast do you see with that in terms of where we're going to be even 6 months from now?
Yeah, I've heard that argument, and I think it's true in some respects. But again, we have to be honest with ourselves. And again, we have to control immigration. We need to shut down the border. I agree with all that. But we don't have enough workers to pick our food and build our houses. I mean, here, right there in the state of Florida, you guys just passed E-Verify, which I think is great. I think that's the first step. To me, it's better than building a wall. However, you gave an exemption to all businesses that have 26 or less employees. Why? And that was because Republicans pushed for that, because they know that many contractors and those smaller sized businesses that need migrant workers to stay afloat, the state of Florida knew. Even though they took a big step in the right direction with E-Verify, they still held off because they said, hey, we still need these workers here. We have a difficult time in this country because we have such generous handouts and giveaways. We are debating right now the debt ceiling about, getting rid of some, social safety net programs if you're able-bodied. That's an issue that we have here in this country. And we have, again, even despite, the numbers have, slowly started going down, there's a lot of job openings in the United States.
Absolutely. And I suppose a lot of people still just want to work remotely. That's one of the things that I'm seeing is a lot of the office space is now sort of fallow. People don't want to return to work, and companies, I suppose, are looking at the ability to, quote, right-size their offices.
Yeah, that's happening most certainly, and especially, some cities greater than others. In San Francisco and New York, it's a disaster, and they're going to have to rethink these things. And quite frankly, I saw this coming well before COVID. There was just way too much commercial and retail space. Even before COVID, we started seeing the demise of malls and other retail outlets. And this has accelerated it to some degree. So, most certainly is a bit of a rethink on how cities are going to be handled. I mean, some businesses, you have to, obviously you're going to have, people are going to have to be going in. And I do think even on the corporate level, especially for training young workers, they need to be in the office. But do I think it's going back the way it was? No, I don't.
I think you're absolutely right about that. It just seems, especially as you mentioned, the younger workers, I think they're coming up with an entirely different paradigm of how to get their work done. It's not so much am I sitting in the office from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's what do you need from me and what's the deadline and I'll produce it for you.
Yeah, it's a great point. You're absolutely right. But again, it's all a matter of, obviously getting kids trained properly and whatnot. But again, it's also how difficult it is for families in many of these urban areas. Imagine, you're someone that was used to commuting to Wall Street every single day and you're missing your kids' ball games and your commute is, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes each way. You're working from home, you're getting things done and you're able to see your kids and whatnot. It's difficult to drag that person back into the office. They have to rethink, actually residential in cities. It's not family oriented unless you're extraordinarily wealthy, and that's going to have to change. How close you are to where you're working.
Exactly right. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, that's his name, folks. That's his title, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right. Again, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'm Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Stay right there.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.